Canada is battling a staggering number of over 800 wildfires, intensifying air pollution issues in North America. The massive plumes of smoke are drifting southward, blanketing cities like New York, Detroit, and Toronto. As a precaution, numerous outdoor events have been canceled, and authorities are urging residents to stay indoors due to the hazardous air quality levels. In affected areas, including Chicago and Pittsburgh, residents are donning masks to shield themselves from the adverse effects of inhaling smoke-filled air. The atmospheric conditions have shrouded iconic structures, such as the Statue of Liberty, in a dense haze. These circumstances have led New York's governor to classify the situation as a significant health risk for its residents. The wildfires have brought both Canada and the U.S. together in tackling this environmental crisis, prioritizing efforts to manage these fires. While thunderstorms are expected in Ontario in the coming days, they might not significantly alleviate the situation. The Canadian government has emphasized the role of climate change in the increased frequency of such wildfires. The situation remains fluid as winds are forecasted to change direction soon, potentially improving air quality in some U.S. regions. However, this will also shift the smoke's path, impacting new areas. The persistence of these wildfires poses ongoing challenges for fire crews and residents.